The three most popular ground-based networks include the ENTLN, NLDN, and GLD360. The ENTLN detects cloud-to-ground, intercloud, and therefore total lightning. Because its detection efficiency is so dependent on how close the lightning sensors are to each other, it performs better over the East Coast and more populated areas. Both the NLDN and GLD360 detect cloud-to-ground lightning as of now, and are very similar in terms of product options. The domain of the NLDN covers the CONUS, whereas the GLD360 extends the NLDN domain to cover most of Canada, Mexico, and the Western Caribbean. Both the NLDN and GLD360 have more uniform coverage out west and northwest compared to Earth networks. In terms of satellites, the GLM is aboard both GO-16 and GO-17 and detects the optical signal of lightning from space. There are three products that are recommended for operational use: flash extent density, minimum flash area, and total optical energy. FED is useful when monitoring the quantity of total lightning and can give you an increased lead time for severe weather if you see a sudden jump in total lightning. Minimum flash area is useful for signaling convective initiation by highlighting small flashes associated with new cells. Lastly, total optical energy is useful for viewing how electrically active a storm is and can highlight lightning channels in stratiform regions. The most important thing for you to remember is to use both ground-based and satellite lightning products in conjunction with each other during warning operations so you, as a forecaster, have a comprehensive understanding of the current lightning activity and threat. Alright, we're done with the lesson portion. When you're ready, please move on to the next slide to take the quiz.